It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. In case a burglar does maybe interrupt a person at home or comes into a business, what's the best way for a victim to handle that?
A burglary is usually a bad guy trying to break into what they hope is an unoccupied business or a residence. Lots of times the stereotypical thing we think of a burglar is, well, that's got to be in the darkness of the night. Now, that does happen a little bit, but honestly, the majority of burglaries in town here and across the nation, they happen in the afternoon, about the time that school gets out, and we have kids who sometimes may engage in going into that open garage and taking a bike or something else. We also have our nefarious adults who we see sometimes in the evening hours on their bicycles who are surreptitiously going down remote alleys and looking for an easy opportunity to steal something. In those cases, obviously, that's why reporting somebody who is suspicious or out of place in the neighborhood, we really appreciate those calls. Actually, we've made several arrests during the spring and summer of individuals who were engaged in crimes of opportunity that neighbors called in. So we continue to appreciate that. That helps keep our crime rate low. It's at that afternoon period of time where you may have folks are still at work, kids are still at school, and neighborhoods can kind of get a little thin with the occupancy rate until everybody starts to come home 4, 5, 6 o'clock, and they start realizing that there's some things that are missing.
Is the number of surveillance cameras increasing?
Yeah, I think they really are. In our investigations, whether it's a burglary or any kind of a felony, one of the first things that we do now is we canvass a neighborhood in a residential area because folks have installed the Ring cameras at their front door, or they have a closed-circuit TV camera set up, and we're actually getting more and more video. Now, businesses obviously have been doing this for a long, long time, and our encouragement to businesses is basically make sure you have a good quality closed-circuit TV system that gives us enough definition so it doesn't just look like a blob moving across the screen, and we've had some of those as well. So for a business, you really don't want to buy on the cheap. You want to buy something that is going to be of quality because the one time that we are all going to need it, we're going to need some quality photos.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.